Wes Moore, head basketball coach, NC State, joining us here on the OG alongside Joe Giglio. I'm Joe Ovias. You know, no big deal, just your run-of-the-mill, what was that, 38-6, fourth quarter? Just another day in the ACC, right, Wes?
Yeah, I tell you what, the first three quarters, we just got beat every way possible. Thought they were the aggressor. I thought they were physical. You know, they were hitting shots. And, you know, somehow it turned and our shots started going in and theirs started rolling out and the crowd got into it. Reynolds was unbelievable last night. You know, we're selling out about every game and it's just a fun atmosphere to play in and our players feed off that. So just really proud of them. You know, they found a way, they hung in there and found a way against a really, really, really good Louisville team.
Wes Moore joining us, NC State head basketball coach, after an incredible fourth quarter last night in a ranked matchup, top five matchup against Louisville, and it was 31-8 to be technically correct. When you do something like that, you kind of lose track of what the numbers were. But it might sound trite when we talk about the crowd, but I can't help but shake the idea that given the way y'all played against North Carolina and the way the crowd was in that game, and then when the crowd last night can start to feel Louisville leaking a little bit, you hit big shots, there's a reaction, you know, you have an experienced team, and I guess all that kind of just comes together and they feed off of that. That's not a trite thing to say, right?
Yeah, you know, we tried all kinds of combinations. You know, we weren't getting box outs done. We weren't, like I said, being physical enough. We were out of character. I mean, our post feeds, we were forcing it from bad angles. Just everything. It looked like we had never practiced, basically, for those first three quarters. And like I said, tried everyone. And then finally, start of the fourth quarter, I just told the coaches, I'm going to go back with the veterans, you know, give them another shot, see if we can make a run. And sure enough, you know, they caught fire. And like you said, they had the confidence. And then, you know, we got a couple of turnovers off the press, and that got the crowd into it. We finally hit a couple of threes. And, you know, in the women's game, the threes like our dunk, you know, and that gets the crowd going. And so, you know, again, just really proud of the way they hung in there and kept the confidence that they could get it done.
Wes Moore, NC State basketball coach, joining us here on the OG on the Heister Automotive Group Hotline. That's Joe Ovias. I'm Joe Giglio. And Wes, you have a veteran group, and I like to talk about the old days of the ACC and how I miss the old ACC. And when that happens, I turn and watch your team because you have a veteran team. You have recognizable names. I'm curious, though, we kind of got introduced to Diamond Johnson last night, the one new addition, basically, to your team. Tell us a little bit about that fourth quarter. And I think she really showed out last night in that fourth quarter.
Well, I didn't even realize it at the time. I probably should have. She was like 1-for-12 going into the fourth quarter. She has, you know, on her wrist, she's got a message written to herself, you know, something about, you know, staying confident or whatever. You know, she's going to keep shooting, blah, blah, blah. You know, and she said, yeah, I just looked at my wrist. I was looking at your wrist, you know. But she just, she got a lot of confidence, you know. She knocked down three. She helped turn them over some and got us going there. You know, she can get to the rim. She can set her teammates up. Does so many things well. She's just a basketball player. You know, I've told many people before, but Allen Iverson has a high school all-star game there in Philly, and Diamond is the only female ever invited to play in that all-star game. So it says a lot about her as a player. She's a great kid, accepted, you know, coming in off the bench, even though she's, you know, definitely we like to say we got 6 or 7 starters, but she's accepted that role. And, you know, again, 1-for-12, and then all of a sudden, the fourth quarter, when you need it, she starts feeling it and hit 3 big threes there in a row that really turned the game around.
when you have games like last night and it's at home, and we know the NCAA tournament's not at home, but you've played South Carolina, you've played Georgia, you've played Indiana, you've played Maryland, and now you play a top five team in Louisville. Does it feel like to you that your team is really being set up to make that deeper run in the NCAA tournament? Because you've won the ACC tournament now twice. So it is almost like making that progress and making that next step. Do all of these big tests feel like there's something that's setting your group up
for the biggest stage? That's our expectations. But anyway, we have three kids that came back for an extra year due to COVID that could have went ahead, and, you know, they've all got their degrees. You know, I have to remind him every now and then, you guys didn't come back to go to the Sweet 16 again, you know? And again, don't get me wrong, going to the Sweet 16 is a great accomplishment, but, you know, we're wanting more. But at the same time, you know, you get caught up in that stuff, looking too far down the road. It's not good.
All you can really do, though, is just build off.
Right now, we need to get better. We need to clean stuff up. Every day, and we got a juggernaut of a schedule. You know, we got a Virginia Tech team coming in here that's 6-1 in the league, and that should be ranked in the top 25 right now. That play a lot like us, so it's scary because, you know, I don't know if it's Bobby Knight or Bill Parcells always talked about big game, next game, and you got to, you know, not fall into that trap of you know, relaxing and thinking you're invincible or you're going to get knocked on your butt. So we got to be ready to go again. But really, one game at a time, and let's clean some stuff up. We watch film. I still don't have trouble finding a whole lot of things that we need to do better.
I was going to say, do you even watch the fourth quarter on tape? You just focus on those first three quarters?
Yeah, we'll watch all of it. To be honest with you, kind of what we're in right now in this mode of Thursday, Sunday. After the game last night, my assistants watch last night's game and clip it for me, and I switch immediately to Virginia Tech. I get the scout, the film, all that handed to me from what the assistants prepared. So I'm in my office working on Virginia Tech while they're in the conference room going over our game. So you got to move quick and move on to the next one, but definitely can learn a lot from yourself, for sure.
So you'd rather just kind of dive into this game tape rather than worry about any sort of Dallas Cowboys post playoff.
That's the only good news. Now I am totally focused on basketball. Now I don't have any distractions. You know, Sunday after the Duke game, I'm telling the media room, no football scores, please. You know, right, I'm recording the game. I get home and sit down and watch it from the beginning. Just frustrating, disappointed. It's tough to watch a team beat themselves. And I grew up, you know, late 60s, 70s, 90s. Cowboys were there every year. Every year they were in the Super Bowl conversation, had a great childhood. And it's tough. But, that league's tough. So hopefully we'll get it together and return to the glory.
If Jerry called you and said, hey, we need you to just handle clock management, you think you could lend a hand on that?
I'd need a bigger role than that.
Okay.
Okay. I got to have more impact than that. So, you can look back at the last 30 seconds or whatever, but, you know, that's ignoring what happened, for the whole game, 60 minutes. We had a chance to stop them there with about 3-4 minutes left in the game and have plenty of time. And then one of our defensive linemen gets called for holding, and gives them another first down where they can eat the clock down. So, I can go on and on, but I knew that game was going to be tough. I knew San Francisco was so physical on both sides of the line. It was going to be a tough game, trying to run the ball, trying to stop their run game. And sure enough, we didn't make it. But I still love them. I got my Texas Stadium seats up there in my man cave. I got Staubach, Aikman jerseys. I hope I can frame Dak one time, but you got to win a Super Bowl for me to put you up on that wall. So, you know, gotta go get it done, Dak.
Wes Moore, NC State basketball coach. We appreciate the time. Congrats on that wild win last night. We've seen some crazy things with NC State sports this year, from that that comeback in football to last night. It's been wild so far. So,
yeah, Coach Doran texted me last night or this morning, whatever. Congrats, what a comeback! I said, yeah, probably not quite as good as that UNC football comeback. But pretty close. And our fans were unbelievable, y'all. They didn't leave. You know, we had students waiting outside in the rain to get in before the game. They didn't leave. They didn't get quiet. And so when we made a run, it was all in, baby. It was full force. And definitely that crowd made a big difference. So, you know, thanks to the Wolfpack Nation.
All right, Wes, we appreciate the time as always. All right.
Thank y'all. Have a great day.